Bayaran ka, girl!
Girl! Anyway, welcome to another episode of What Women Want in Tech. This is actually our episode 4. Tama ba? Is this the episode 4?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Alam ko na ako, episode 4 pa lang tayo, pero I'm losing track.
To answer your question, Isa, yes, bayaran ako. I'm Leia from Unbox PH. Proud bayaran. Hindi, joke lang.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, i-qualify natin, ha? Sige, Isa, ikaw naman. Bayaran ka, girl.
Sabihin ko lang, bayaran nila ako. Bayaranin ako, girl. No, so today's topic is very interesting because we're actually going to be talking about the topic of sponsorships and paid content, which is something that if you are a content creator and if it's something that you do full time, this is probably something that you're already doing or are looking to do. To be perfectly clear about it, paid content in itself kasi is not bad. But of course, there are certain practices kasi or parang guidelines that you sort of have to adhere to. So that's what we're going to be talking about right now. Like that whole spectrum of is paid content, like ethical, is paid content, like, you know, saka na natin himayin. But yes, that is our topic for today. And yes, guys, bayaran ako.
ako naman. To answer the question, actually, if bayaran ka, girl, hi everyone, I'm Mary Bautista, and yes, bayaran din ako. I get paid, but yeah, yun yung pag-uusapan natin. How, why, is it wrong, and how will it affect our, you know, our career as tech YouTubers, the viewers, and of course, yung brand perspective natin, diba? So yeah, ihimahimayin natin yan lahat, but ano bang una natin pag-uusapan? Is it the content creator side?
Sige. Let's start with, kasi there are, as you mentioned, Mary, there are three main, should I say, stakeholders here. That would be us, the content creator, us being content creators, our brand partners, and of course, our viewers. And yes. Sige, simulan natin within us, sa content creator side. So, Mary, mauna ka. Ano ang thoughts mo sa pagiging bayaran o sa mga paid content partnerships?
Okay, for starters, especially small content creators, when I started, one of the many ways on how I earned money besides YouTube is through sponsorship. Especially there are small creators na meron tayong YouTubers, TikTokers, bloggers, tech creators on Instagram that doesn't earn from the platform itself, but they get sponsorships, which is actually a good way to earn money. And there's nothing wrong with it, especially small creators nga, kasi nga, there's no way to earn money besides sponsorships. Kasi the platform is not paying you enough yet. And for as long as you learn to space sponsorships on posting, you schedule it, and you manage to, you know, still be yourself behind that sponsorship, I don't see anything wrong with it. And of course, ang importante, you have to be transparent that this post, this video, this TikTok video is sponsored by this brand. There's nothing wrong with it. And gusto ko lang din i-clear from my experience, kasi I get this a lot. I get this comment a lot that when a gadget or a smartphone is coming from a brand, they always say na sponsored yung video. I just want to correct it to those who are listening right now or watching that it's not because a certain smartphone is given by a brand, hindi ibig sabihin nun sponsored na siya. Paano ko ba sasabihin to? If you're not being paid, you're not being sponsored. If you're not being paid, I don't call it sponsorship. There are brands kasi who will, you know, lend you smartphones, who will give you smartphones, but again, those are not called sponsorships. Kumbaga, those are just organic videos that you can say whatever you want. But sa sponsorships naman din, you can still say whatever you want. Eh. There are brands kasi who are, you know, you who will give you the creative freedom kung ano yung gusto mong sabihin sa certain product. So, yon. It's all over the place, pero yeah. Those are my thoughts. I'll just add more later. Kinakabahan ako.
Actually, if I may add to that... If I may add to that, I think what makes a video or a content sponsored is the moment you have a contract. Kasi pag contract, may set expectations from the brand kung ano yung deliverables ng creator and kung ano yung bayad. Is it in cash? Is it in kind? For as long as there's no contract, there is technically no obligation. So the brand can give you the product, can lend you the product. Wala silang say sa content, wala silang say kung may lalabas na content o wala. They can't demand anything unless you have that signed on ink. Yun lang yung akin. So I guess that's how I define a sponsored campaign.
So there are so many aspects to this. Like, let me just start with number one, YouTube doesn't pay as much as you think YouTube pays. I'll put that out there. Because, excuse me, a lot of people think that you're on YouTube, you're automatically already getting paid a lot. That's not entirely true. Hindi rin naka-based just on your sub count or your number count or your topic or your niche. Hindi lang dun rin naka-based ang amount that you're gonna earn. So what am I saying? I'm saying in a general sense, not because a person has a number on YouTube and they make videos on YouTube, it doesn't necessarily mean they're actually getting paid for the videos they put out. At least not in a sustainable way, at least not in a way that you could live off. That's number one. Number two, we always have to remember that when you're watching something on YouTube, that's someone's work. Someone worked to create that content. And that content in itself is worth something. So, you know, because we have the internet, we have so much access to everything, pero hindi tayo sanay sa mga sinasabi nilang paywall. Paywall means like you have to pay to access the content. What is a paywall in real life? Manunood ka ng sine, magbabayad ka, diba? But when you watch a YouTube video that someone put out money to make. Because when I make a video, even if technically wala akong pera na nilagay doon, oras, panahon, trabaho yun. So that's worth something. So you're not paying for it, and therefore, feeling mo kasi sometimes, because I'm not putting out money, it's not worth anything, but that's not the case. So that's the first point that I want to make. Number two, yung, like how Mary said, like that's exactly how it happens. And you have to remember like yung context kasi nito. Before bloggers and before content creators, you know, there were publications like news outlets who review. And even these people have relationships with brands. And doon nang galing yung practice na they will lend the phone, they will give a review unit so that you're able to test and create content and tell the public what your thoughts are on the phone. So, hindi yan yung tipong, sikat ka kasi kaya ka binigyan ng phone, endorsement na agad yan. At least for us, I don't think that's how it works. How it works is that when we are lent a device or given a device, it's not to say, eto ang best phone in the world! Hindi! Like, it's for us to be able to experience it and give our opinions on it. So I think that's also a big misconception kasi with people. Although I think like in varying degrees kasi yan, depending on ano yung culture nung lugar, kung paano yung practices. Pero in general, in the Philippines, that's how it is. Or at least that's how we're trying to foster it with you guys, diba? Na parang it doesn't mean na binigyan ka ng phone, ang ganda na! I mean, gets? Like, it's always based on our experience. Diba? So parang sometimes kasi people say, ay, binigay yung phone na yan. Yun nga. Like, biased na yan. I mean, first of all, first rule of journalism, diba? Like, everyone has their own biases. I mean, obvious naman yun.
Yes, hindi siya iiwasan actually. We all have our own bias.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's the whole point also of being a reviewer. You have your own biases as a person. And that's why certain people, you know, appeal. Baliktad. That's why you appeal to certain people. Yung mga tao na probably pareho yung bias sa'yo. Now, that being said, yung whole issue ng bias siya kasi binigay, parang it doesn't make sense. And dyan pumapasok yung disclosure. And as Mary mentioned earlier, yung kailangan mong sabihin kung saan ang galing or kung ano yung bias mo. Kung baga, pag sinasabi mong, oh, sponsored to, and that's why at least I know that for us, we always say if it's sponsored content. That's what you're doing right there. I'm telling you, oh, ayan na yung bias ko, binigay nila, pero I'm still gonna be honest. Kung baga, ayan na, I was upright and forthcoming with you. Therefore, you know the facts and you know how to formulate your conclusion based on my content, knowing all the true facts. So parang, I mean, that's where I'm initially coming from when it comes to sponsored content. Because it's so hard how sometimes ang automatic switch ng tao is it's already biased when in the first place, you also as a content creator have to foster, kumbaga, hindi naman foster na talagang BFF kayo, pero parang iba rin kasi yung to be able to get the information, give access to your viewers. Parang ginagawa mo rin yung relationship mo with brands para sa audience mo eh. Kasi kung wala kang relationship with brands, hindi mo makukuha yung phone. Paano mare-review? Paano, alam mo yun? Parang that's also another side of it that has to be like peeled back to be able to see the whole photo picture. Ano ba yan? Picture, I think.
Actually, yun nga, a lot of people tend to think na sponsored content is bad. It's a blanket statement, but in itself, really, personally, I don't see anything wrong with it, provided that first, the creator has integrity to really say what he or she thinks about the product, regardless regardless kung ano man yung arrangement. Kasi there are ways to go about it naman eh. Now, you can still be honest to your audience. Well, not, should I say, well, still hitting the mandatories. Yes. Secondly, kasi ngayon ang daming, ito yung, sorry, a pet peeve ko to. I have to say it again, not all tech videos are reviews.
Oh my God, really? Yes!
Not, uulitin ko po yun, not all tech videos are reviews. Sa Unbox, when we say it's a review, it's not sponsored. The reason it's not sponsored is we know for a fact na syempre, if it's a sponsored partnership, may collaboration happening, meron pa rin say in a way yung brand sa sasabihin mo. But if it's not sponsored, you can say your pros and cons freely, unhindered. Honest ka lang. Ganon. So, paki-watch out lang po because again, sometimes you just create a video and it's product highlights, feature highlights, camera highlights. Alam, you know what I mean? It may not be a full review. In those cases, then it can be sponsored because we're talking about the strong points of the product. In which case, all products naman may strong points eh.
Yes. Diba?
It may not be the perfect device for you, pero there has to be something there, a certain feature that would appeal to a certain demographic. Yun lang, I guess yung gusto ko i-clarify na sa mga tao, sa mga viewers natin na first look for watch videos of creators you trust, who you know have integrity. And the fact that there are so many creators out there, it's easy naman to check and balance, kumbaga, yung mga sinasabi ng creators. Like in our case, you can watch Mary's video, Isa's video, Unbox's video, and from there, formulate your own opinion on the product, whether or not to purchase it. Yun nga yung maganda na maraming creators, eh, maraming opinions. And again, yun nga, unless it doesn't say review, don't assume that it is, because it's probably not.
Sobrang totoo yung review thing. I completely agree.
That's why we have to be really specific on titles and clickbaiting, yes. Diba? Kasi we basically if you put review on your title, it's a review. It's kasi there are people who assume my first impressions are review. Great review. I comment right away, it's not a review. Just to avoid confusion, diba? And may kwento pala ko. There is this content creator. I'm not sure if you know him. It's Gerald Andon. He makes videos about cameras. Sony, Canon, basically all about cameras.
Yes,
what
I know
like
Gerald.
About him? Yeah, oh, so you know him, Isa, in person, like na-meet mo na siya kasi sobrang fan ko.
We've talked on Twitter.
Oh, naiinggit tuloy ako. Pero, I always, me and Jason, we watch him talaga most of the time, every time na may new lens release si Sony. And what I like about him, sobrang straight to the point niya. If the lens is sent by Sony, he will straight right away. He will say right away na parang, this Sony lens is from Sony. They lend it to me, but this is not sponsored by them, so I can say whatever I want. And then kapag may video siya na paid or sponsored, then sabihin niya agad, this video is sponsored by Sony. They paid me, but they did not check my video, so I said everything that I parang alam mo yun, he had to explain those just to avoid confusion, wherein in fact hindi naman niya dapat gawin. But he did that for the viewers, which is actually something that I want to practice as well on my future videos. Nakaka-inspire. But at the same time, does he really have to do that? Yun yung question, di ba? Parang, do you really have to prove it? Kasi, parang, I think he's doing that kasi nga, hindi maganda yung experience niya about comments. Eh, di ko alam eh. Parang, di ba? I'm pretty sure he has a reason behind those disclaimers.
So another aspect of it is that influencer and content creator industry in the Philippines is fairly new. In the US, they already also have guidelines on it. It's as simple as like in the US, you have to tag it sponsored, you have to say it's sponsored, and you can't say it's sponsored after yung see more. It has to be the first one. And then in the video, may parang certain number of seconds na sa start you have to say. And even if the product is sent to you, they have to disclose. So parang, I think that's also some lacking in our industry. And that's why, I'm not saying all brands, because there are great brands to work with, but some brands also push. Because I mean, that's how it is, it's a business at the end of the day. So sometimes they really push. Yes. And there are creators who do not know better na syempre papayag sila because they feel like that's what they need to do to be able to get access to the brand. And so parang so, that's why
brand side I also... Tayo, actually.
Yes.
We are so, on the brand side.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, add ko lang, for me naman, the gold standard when it comes to disclosures is a good friend of mine, si Mr. Mobile. Like, with every single video, he tells also, as in may spiel na siya sa front first few seconds of the video, who sent him the device, if it's sponsored, if the brand asked for approval or pre-review notice, like, kung kasabay mo lang napapanood yung video, kasabay ng brand. And if you really want to learn more about sponsored content, him and MKBHD did a really good podcast on also brands and sponsorship. So parang after nyo manood, kung gusto nyo pang matuto tungkol sa sponsorship, you can find that podcast. Makahanap nyo na yon MKBHD, yes. Waveform yun. Kaya nyo lang hanapin yun. Oo. But like, yun nga, parang, I think that's another aspect to it. Like, yung context natin na parang it's so hard to deal with that given na walang clear guidelines.
Mm.
It's so interesting because if you look at our creator economy in the Philippines compared to other countries, we are so big. We are massive. The amount of people who are creators and the amount the massiveness of the audience here, social media capital of the world, and yet wala tayong clear guidelines on how to do these things, what's allowed, what's not allowed. And you know, that kasi is an integral part of it, and that's why also like I feel like we're looking at these foreign content creators and gusto natin gawin yun, pero paminsan ang hirap gawin sa Philippines because walang nagbaback sa atin, kumbaga, na parang, yun dapat yung guidelines eh. No questions asked. Yun yung kailangan gawin.
It diba? Standardizes so like, everything for us eh. At hindi na lang, sorry, we won't just rely on the moral compass of each creator.
Because each creator has different moral compass.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah. And like, diba, parang I'm not even gonna go as far as to say, hindi, may creator na pumapayag sa ganyan, mali yan. Hindi rin eh, kasi iba-iba yung creator, iba-iba yung type of content. Gets? So parang, who is this? Sino yung sino yung video, like, the video guy, the camera dude who did Canon sponsorships, na flat out, it was a review, it was sponsored, but there's nothing wrong with that because he really is an endorser of the brand and he really likes cameras and he really wants to show you and he really did review it and he was forthcoming with it. So parang gets, depende rin kasi sa type of creator, sa type of content, sa type ng attack, and sa type ng, anong tawag doon? History, track record ng creator.
Mm-hmm. Actually, since we're talking about that, alam mo yung talagang for me keyword is what you guys have been mentioning, transparency. For as long as we're transparent to our audience, na this is sponsored, this is not, kami to, binili namin to, or ito, binigay sa amin pero hindi to sponsored. I think that's already a big way to bridge that. If may certain distrust man, the fact that we're transparent, malaking bagay yon to earn that trust. And then, I have to say also, kasi before I started helping out my husband, si Jamie, sa videos ng Unbox, I was actually, my main job in Unbox was sales. So, heck, I'm the queen of freaking sponsorship, sorry. And now with UCN, now with
Unbox
Creator Network, yeah, it's my main job. To be totally transparent, my main job is to close brand deals for Sila Mary, for Sila Isa, and for all the other talents of the tech mob. Everything else is secondary. So having said that, how do we balance yung pagiging honest, should I say, ng mga talents to reviews, and and still getting that sponsorship from brands? Because as Isa mentioned, wala pong talagang, at least sa Pilipinas, I don't know kung may yumama na talaga just with you by YouTube alone and nothing else on the side.
Mary, may yumama na ba by YouTube alone? Very qualified to ask.
Oo nga eh. Pero feeling ko ibang topic yan, girl.
Fine, next topic.
For our next topic, juicy, you know. What was I saying? So at least for UCN, generally talaga, what we've been fighting for forever with the brands is really to allow our creators to be transparent kung sponsored, kung hindi. And I'm thankful that there are brands who are very supportive of that. And they see that for as long as yung trust ng mga tao sa creators is intact, paniniwalaan ng mga listeners, whatever it is that the creator says, kasi they're being honest. And I think ang important ga din na maintindihan ng brands is that our viewers are smart. They can smell sponsored content a mile away. So might as well just tell them and be upfront about it. So like you said, Isa, I'm really looking forward to that day. Sana ma-influence natin nga na meron tayong guidelines on how to go about these things. Kasi ako, I'm very confident. I'm working with awesome creators who take what they do seriously and who want to be really honest sa content nila. And I just want it to be backed up by, I don't know, a law?
Pero I completely agree. Ako naman, one thing that I always say is, ako kasi, depending on negotiations. And Leia knows this because Leia knows, I mean, again, she does those things for us and she also has known me for so long and sort of understands how I operate. I think of all the people kasi siya yung may pinaka-gets kung paano ako, more or less. So parang, alam mo yun, parang for me, I think what's very important is even if you're not, like, even if you're at the infancy of conversations with the brands, that you make it clear to the brand kung ano yung willing mong gawin at hindi mo willing gawin. Because if you're able to create boundaries, hindi sila magpipilit. So parang specifically ako, at even if it's not sponsored yet, even if it's just, oh, like, we'll send you the phone, can you do this? I tell them, even without money involved, that I'm not willing to do this, I'm not willing to do that, ito pwede kong gawin. Ito, so parang doon pa lang, they already see what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to compromise. So when it comes time to actually doing sponsored content, they already know where I'm willing to go. And kumbaga, wala na kaming misunderstanding. And I feel like that's very important. What I've seen and heard kasi from a lot of like newer creators. And like, if you do this, that's fine because it happens. We all start somewhere, and like, this is a learning experience naman for all of us. But what I've seen kasi is, to them kasi, getting a sponsor deal is a big deal, which it is. So congratulations if you've already gotten there, right? But you also have to realize that not all deals are worth it. And you have to realize na it doesn't mean na maliit ka pa lang, oo ka na sa lahat ng gusto ng brand. Like specifically, the issue arises because feeling nila, yung subscribers ko 1,000 pa lang, hindi ako babayaran. Or shocks, ang laki nung ibabayad, feeling mo malaki na kasi may 1,000 subs ka lang, parang konti lang yon compared to others. So sige, papayag na lang ako sa lahat kasi gusto, I really want this deal. Like, that's not how it should work. Always, you're the person who makes the content. So if a brand is in talks with you, ikaw na yung nasa upper hand na yon kasi gusto na nilang makitrabaho sa'yo. So you should be able to then lay out what you want, because if that brand doesn't say yes to you, you will find brands who will say yes to you eventually. And like, wag kang magpapalugi also. Kasi it doesn't mean na mas maliit yung creator count mo, ganun na lang yung worth ng trabaho mo. Again, the content in itself, wala pa yung subs mo, may value na yun. Dinagdagan mo pa ng sub. So magkano na yun? So gets, like, I think that's always something you should remember when it comes to dealing with brands. Because most of the time, ang naiusog ay, sige, since may monetary compensation na yun, I really want it, and konti lang yung subs ko, papayag na lang ako dun sa gusto nyo. Diba? Which can be
that hurts to hear for some reason. I really hated hearing that, but it's the truth. I guess for a lot of people starting out pa lang in this industry. But I think what we have to understand is it's called a content partnership, meaning the brands do not own you because my partnership. It should be a collaboration. It should be win-win. So at the end of the day nga, I guess ang takeaway ko dito, aside from transparency, is really communication. We communicate to our viewers na, ito yung story behind this video. Kaya binayaran ako dito, hindi ako binayaran dito. And we also communicate to our brand partners na, ito kaya kong gawin for you. Ito yung, I think, dapat malaman ng viewers ko. Ito, parang, medyo hindi ako comfortable or make... Yes. Alam mo, this one, I'm unwilling to compromise here. So it's really a matter of communication so we can work together properly. And truth be told, mga ganitong bagay, it takes time. Minsan, pag new partners, medyo mas marami pang drama in between, di ba? As compared to yung mga alam mo na kung paano sila trumabaho, trusted na rin nila kayo with how the creator works. But ano lang, just hang in there and keep on creating content.
Yeah. Like, oo. Leia, remember when I first started my channel and we started working together, I actually told you, ito yung minimum na tatanggapin ko for isang video. Tapos makapal yung mukha ko kasi 1,000 subs lang ako noon. Pero ang sabi ko kasi sa sarili ko, yun yung feeling ko worth nung video lang. So kung papayag ako with less, parang masyado namang masama sa loob ko. Tapos kung gustong-gusto ko lang ng sponsorship, parang hindi ko mako-communicate yung message mo. So, parang like, you have to realize, ako talaga yung bottom line, is you have to realize yung worth ng trabaho mo. Kasi pag hindi mo na-realize yung worth ng trabaho mo, madaling umoo sa gusto ng ibang taong gawin. But if you know in your heart of hearts, that hindi eh, hindi ako nagpapalugi dito. Parang, pag feeling mo kasi, ay, lugi sila, sige, bibigay ko na lang tong konti, papayag na lang ako. Gets ba?
Para din tong, being a content creator, is a full-time job. For most of us, it really is a full-time job. It mukha siyang madali, because I keep on saying this, we make it look easy, but it's hard. It's hard work. Alam ni Mary to, alam ni Isa to. So just as when we go to a job interview and nasa last stage na tayo, hihingan tayo, how much do you want your salary to be? And you present how much you think you're worth, depending on what you can put on the table. Ganun din to eh. It's no different.
Yeah.
Saka, ikaw ba, Mary? Like, you've been quiet. Feeling ko may brewing sa head mo eh.
Oo nga. Especially si Mary, parang napaka-aesthetic lang ng mga stories niyan. Pero in the background, hindi niya natutulog sa pag-shoot. Girl, ano? Hindi kita naririnig.
Ako din eh. Natato.
So I think nagtetest siya ng gadgets.
Yeah.
She never stops work. Right now, she's also testing something. So, char. So, voice over mo na lang, Leia.
Hindi ko makita eh. Yun siya na chat niya. But,
wait,
yeah.
Chat,
hindi ko alam. Okay. I think she's trying to fix it. But yeah. Pero seriously, itong mga taong to sa UCN, these two women, I know for a fact how hard they work. Kasi, and I also know for a fact that they don't accept every project na dumadaan sa kanila. Kasi kung i-accept lahat yan, oh my God, wala na silang ginawa kundi sponsored content, to be honest.
Pero, hard lang yun.
Pero may mga tinatanggihan din. Sorry, depende rin, syempre. Depende. Syempre, minsan we also want to do our own content na hindi sponsored. Na aming, exactly why we did this podcast, right?
And to be perfectly honest, ako aminin ko na, I'm not so good at, anong tawag doon? Negotiations. Medyo mainit rin yung ulo ko sometimes. Kasi I want to create things, not negotiate. So for me, like, it always super helps that like the UCN is there and they can handle that part. So ako, like, I always say that if you, as a creator, if you are able to find a way to have something similar na setup, it really, really helps. Kasi hindi ka rin na masyadong nape-pressure sa mga kailangan mong gawin. Like, big tip ko yan to a lot of people. No, big tip ko yan to a lot of people that help because I always say na skill kasi yan, like yung pushing back but doing it in a way that, you know, it's not so
without
hard.
Burning bridges.
How do I say that? Yeah. So I feel like that's something that people have to realize kasi a content creator is technically a business person. And this I learned from you guys. Kasi akala ko dati gagawa lang ako ng videos tapos papakute lang ako tapos ipopost ko lang yung videos. Pero it's not that way. For me to be able to eat.
And we all love food. We all have to eat.
You also have to do that. And you also have to realize parang the economics behind it. And like, I feel like yung bottom line dito is there are different aspects to content creation. That's not just creating content.
Hello?
Mary.
Mary's ayun! Back! Ayan! Ano ang juicy na?
Nangyari?
What? We're still here. We're very madaldal. Yes, we're still here.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's
so
happening.
So, hindi niya tayo marinig. Pero may message siya sa chat natin. Sabi niya, kaya pala ako tahimik kasi wala na akong audio. Oh my God, na-censor si Mary.
Yun lang ang nagpapatahimik sa atin eh. Pagka nagkaroon ng technical difficulty somewhere. But ako naman, Isa, I have to say, I guess it's the opposite thing for me because I've always considered myself to be a business person first before a content creator. So I'm happy that I get to do these videos, not as often as you guys, but at least I know what it's like to be in your shoes. Kasi otherwise, tatambakan ko lang kayo ng content kasi pera yan eh.
Yeah,
so I'm
actually
glad na nababalance siya. I actually understand where you guys are coming from because nagagawa ko din siya.
Kasi kung hindi, papa-understand daw sa'yo ni Jamie. Char!
And I marry the content creator. So I know the work behind a 10-minute video. Parang si Isa, pa-cute-cute yan. Pero hindi nyo lang alam kung behind that. Kasi you have to write your outline, you have to shoot, you have to edit. One-man team po ang mga ladies na to at ang mga friends namin sa UCN. It looks easy, but it's very hard work.
Yeah. Mary, are you there? Okay, habang nag-wait tayo, share ko lang rin, Leia. Ako, I'm also very grateful. So, nandun tayo sa part, I kept on saying push back or know your worth so that you don't give in to their wants. Pero what I'm also very thankful for, and this is something that I realized not at first, pero eventually as I went, was that we've also worked with so many wonderful people.
Yes.
People who understand where we're coming from. Hindi yung pet peeve ko kasi yung tipong, and you know this, yung tipong gustong mag-sponsor pero feeling nila billboard ka lang. So wala silang pakialam sa personality mo as a creator. Feeling lang nila ilalagay nila yung content sa harap ng madlang tao kung ilan man yung subs mo. Ayoko kasi nun because like, I feel like you don't understand how or what we're trying to create if that's the case. And I want to say that we have been blessed to have worked with so many awesome people who understand what each of us are trying to do. And that's mark of a good, ano ba, brand, PR? Kasi yung ganon, yung alam mong naintindihan nila, and they work with you to be able to get that message across. And they respect your boundaries. Like, I think we're blessed to be working with a lot of those people. I don't know sa inyo, kasi alam kong nasa sala from at your level. Pero sa level ko, super great ng mga brands that I've worked with because they understand that these are the limitations. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what we're gonna create. If there's something that I feel like kailangan ko to add, they help that. Hindi yung tipong, hindi, kailangan ganyan. Diba? Parang, Mary, kung nandito kayo, galaw mo yung
we're running we're running a bit long, but I think I'd like to end with this na in itself, brand partnership is not wrong. It's actually an advantage for everybody. First, because through brand partnership, we creators like us get access to these devices and we're able to impart our experience with it to everyone, to our viewers, to our subscribers. And that's good, diba? So, mas maraming opinions, mas maraming voices. I think sa mga viewers, again, what you have to watch out for is, yun nga, look for creators who you know you can trust, who are honest. Because marami namang honest, guys. Huwag tayo masyadong jaded. And ako, I know they're my friends, but I mean this. As in, I really mean this. The people from UCN, the Tech Mob, I would trust the reviews of each and every one of you guys.
Hello?
But, ayun, she's back.
Sorry. Oh my God.
Ayun, she is back. Ayun, ladies, we have to wrap up a bit. We have to wrap up actually because we're running a bit long. But yeah.
Very final words though.
Yes, final words.
Mina. Sorry for the bad audio. I just transferred to my laptop. Para mabilisan, for my final words, actually to everyone who's listening right now to our podcast or if you are in YouTube, honestly, you just have to learn what to accept and what not to accept. You just have to do your research. Do a lot of, you know, reading, especially sa Reddit, on the things that you should learn about contracts, sponsorships, brand partnerships. Kasi, or kaya naman, ask people, ask influencers, ask content creators. Kasi there's no harm in asking. Honestly, natuto ako with this, like, before UCN. Nagtatanong-tanong lang ako. Kahit ngayon, right now, I still ask. It's not always a perfect collaboration. Isa, alam niya to, Leah, alam nila to. So, I ask before signing. There are times that I didn't even ask and I signed. Boom. Ang daming nangyari. Lately, meron din. Oh my God. Pero yeah, it happens and we... It happens eh, but may mga ways naman to avoid it. So, yon. Thank you so much. Sorry nawala ako.
Yeah. Ikaw, Isa.
Ayun, what you guys said. yeah, exactly what you guys said. At the end of the day, I just feel like I hope you understand where creators are coming from when they do sponsored content. If naman we are able to earn without brand sponsoring, sure, why not? But you have to realize that all of the things that go into making a video also costs money. And if you want to be able to continue enjoying videos, parang we have to get that bag at some point. What's important is getting that bag without losing your integrity. And I feel like that's where everything that we've talked about, transparency, knowing your worth and standing your ground, being able to set expectations, I think that's where all of those things come in. But like Leia said, end of day, it's up to you kasi as a viewer and how you perceive us as creators. Na parang if you really watch naman the content of each creator, makikita naman siya. I think it really shows. And I think like that's something that only you as a viewer will understand if you actually watch the content. If that makes sense. Yes. That makes sense. So, yung pre-process ko siya sa brain ko.
If, ako, I guess, last words. Next last words. To the viewers, again, find creators who you can trust. And there are a lot of creators. Watch as many videos as you need to really understand a product before buying. Marami namang resources online. To brand partners, again, it's a partnership. So it has to go both ways. So for as long as the lines of communication are open, alam mo, I cannot think of a creator who would say no to that kind of relationship with a brand. And third, to the content creators, know your worth and know the worth of your output. So, wag kayong, yung tamang presyo lang, win-win. So, I guess that would be it for me. Again, as I was saying kanina, I don't see anything wrong with brand partnerships for as long as it's done right. So, alam ko masama ang dating ng word na bayaran. Pero kung nabayaran ka ng tama for the work, for your work, there I don't see anything wrong with that. So, yun, yes. Ang aming medyo mahaba kami ngayon because obviously this is a very, should I say, important topic to us ladies here.
Yeah. But yes. I feel like the feeling ko lang haba pa tayo pag hinimay natin lahat. Pero yun na muna tayo. Primer. So that you get the idea.
So there, ladies, where can our listeners find you? Mary, ikaw muna.
For me, again, you can find me anywhere, everywhere. Just type Mary Bautista YT. And of course, for what Women Want in Tech, am I seeing the... Or
yes, tama.
What Women Want in Tech. Again, we are on Spotify, YouTube. We also now have Facebook and of course Instagram.
And Isa girl.
You can find me on Isa Does _ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and then Isa Does Tech on YouTube. And then also I have a shirt coming up for people.
Yes.
Standards. So check it out. It will be out soon. Ay, hindi ko suot. Bakit ako ganun?
I-plug natin ulit sa next.
Oo nga, I'm sorry. My gosh, I fail. See, kahit yung self ko, hindi ko ma-sponsor. Okay, yun
and
lang.
For me naman, I'm with Unbox PH, so check out our website. That's Unbox PH. Same name also on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. So there you go, guys. Ang usapang bayaran at ang usapang paid content partnership. Thank you, ladies, for being here again. Chikahan ulit sa next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.